Well, it's nice to welcome back on the telephone a friend, a friend of Robin Hood Radio and mine for a long time.
Yes.
Ralph Fidelia.
Outstanding.
Ralph, it's good to get in contact with you again, and you are involved in yet another historical project.
Yes, we are. This started in the springtime. We decided to do something to restore the Spencer's Corners burying ground. The burying ground is located in the town of Northeast. It's about 1.9 acres, and it's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, burying ground in Dutchess County. The oldest monument that we have up there is dated 1701, and more than 500 monuments are located on this site. It's a beautiful site. It's on a hill, and it's windy. The property was abandoned by New York State in 1987, and they ceded it to the town of Northeast. During that 34 years, the town has mowed the site twice a year and maintained it as well as could be expected. But, you know, during this period, monuments have been affected by frost heaves. It's out in the open, and there's lichen covering many of the stones. So a group of us got together and decided we were going to try and do something to arrest all the process that had been going on over the years. And we needed to form a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. The beginning, we partnered with the Northeast Historical Society, and they were terrific. They gave us a dedicated line on their budget, which enabled us to get tax-exempt donations at the very beginning before we got our 501c3. We collected about $2,500, and that enabled us to pay for all of the legal fees that were needed in order to form the not-for-profit entity. We're now considered the Friends of Irondale Schoolhouse, the Friends of Spencer's Corners Burying Ground, is a bona fide 501c3 entity. And what we're trying to do now is to fundraise in order to get major work done. We're going to work on several levels. Number one would be stone scrubbings, which would be volunteer work, and this doesn't cost us much money, but it involves getting people to come to the school, to the burying grounds, and help us with the scrubbing. The other level is going to be much more expensive, and that's hiring professional monument restorers like MCC. We've done some assessments in the burying grounds, and what we need to do now is to fundraise enough money to start working on major monuments. There are some obelisks that have been toppled over, and the expensive thing is to rebuild these monuments, putting in a new foundation, and then starting to level, to layer all of the stones up. In the meantime, we've had two stone scrubbing events where we use this biological solution. It's called D2 Biologic Solution. And all of the professionals use this because it does not destroy the stone at all. It just cleans it, removes all of the lichen, and it takes a little elbow grease to do it, but we've already started that process, and we're hoping to have enough coverage so that it will be visible from the road. Our next scrubbing is going to be called the Big Scrub, and that's going to be on October 10th from 10 o'clock to noontime, and there's going to be some beer and refreshments, and we're hoping that people will come help us scrub some stones and get involved in in the whole process of restoration. This is going to be a long-standing thing, Marshall. It's not a one-year project. We're talking about years and years of work on a gradual basis to restore the site. But it's doable. And what it does is it tends to bring people together. We respect the history of everything that has gone on in this area beforehand. There's loads and loads of history. We have one group of people who are doing nothing but historical research. We have another group that's working on mapping. Another group of our 501c3 is working on grant applications. So this is something that we really look to you to help spread the word. We need funding, and people can help us by sending a tax-deductible donation to the Friends of Spencer's Corners Burying Ground. And it's Claire Goodman is our leader. She's the president of the organization and can be reached at Post Office Box 1031, Millerton, New York, 12546. And we hope that people from your audience will join us on Monday, October 10th at 10 o'clock in the morning, and either participate in the scrub or watch the scrub, photograph the scrub, and spread the word.
You know, it's when you say long-term project, anything that goes into the history of a town or an area, and if you're going to do it right, it's destined to be a long-term project. And what's interesting, and you're looking for volunteers and more money, the more long-term it is, the more volunteers you need, simply because there's so much that goes into it. But all people have to do is look back at the schoolhouse. You remember when that first started, Ralph?
Yes, 2008.
Yeah.
And it took us from 2008 until 2013 just to move the building, and then we restored it in 2014 and 15. So we now have a little treasure in Millerton, and we want to have another treasure just north of the village. It's on Merwin Road, and it's a fabulous site. It's just beautiful, and we want to create the history. You know, a lot of people who are listening to this program may have relatives who were buried at Spencer's Corners. In fact, I got a telephone call from Butch Cathcart last week, and he was looking for his grandfather's grave. We've been searching our records. We can't find anything yet, but I'm also going to check with Cindy Heck over at the muffler shop and see if she has any records that possibly are at the cemetery in Millerton. So that there's a possibility that we could find them. But the history, when you go back to the all of the monuments and you look at them, I mean, there are monuments that go back to the American Revolution, to the Civil War, to the First World War. We get a lot of participation from the American Legion. They're Post 178, they come up every Memorial Day, and they post flags on all the old gravestones, the soldiers who had died for this country. They helped restore them, clean them up. So we're really looking for a lot of people to start to spread the word and give us the funding that we're going to need to get the expensive professional heavy work done, and that would be probably beginning next spring. Now, everything that we do on the burying ground is going to be weather related, so a lot depends on the weather forecast. I already took a look at October 10th, and it looks like we're going to have a nice sunny day. So you could plan a little a bit of late morning and come and watch us work, or even help us a little bit. We'll supply the gloves and the scrub brushes and water, and we're ready to go.
All right. So I brought up the project simply because there was something that took 10, 12, 13 years from start to finish, and look what a shining example it is. And when you start a project like this, it's the same thing over the period of time. It's amazing what can happen. Now, if people want to show up on October 10th, and they also want to donate and volunteer, who's the best person to contact, and what's the best way to contact?
Well, they can call me. I'll give you my telephone number. It's Ralph Fedeli, and it's 518-789-4619. I'll be there. I'll be taking pictures and doing a little scrubbing myself. I'm going to bring a scrub brush. But we will provide scrub brushes for people. The stones, many of the stones were pre-treated with a D2 biologic solution. Jim Campbell came by, or will be coming by on Sunday, to spray a lot of the stones that we're going to work on. And this D2 biologic solution works. You spray the stones, and a day or so later, apply some water and scrubbing, and it's amazing what happens. You could just see all of the grime and dirt coming off. So it helps to arrest all of the problems that have happened over the last years. Naturally, we can't pick up any stones because that's going to be heavy work that requires professional work. The volunteers are just going to be working on stones that are standing up straight and visible from the road.
All right. Well, once again, people should be aware of this and participate and keep us updated on the progress of this, Ralph. Because, like, when you have a project that takes so long, you really do have to keep it out in front of the public.
Absolutely, and you know this. I call this a process because it's not a one-time deal. We're talking about years and years. It took 34 years for this cemetery to reach this degraded position. So we have to plan on years out, and this is going to take continual funding, just the way it did for the schoolhouse. It wasn't a one-time effort. It's a long-standing effort. But there's a lot of history here, and with all of the new people who have come up from the city, this is a wonderful opportunity to actually see the history of the area. It's amazing what's there.
I'm glad you brought that up to wrap it up, because if you're going to come and live in a community, you should learn about the history of that community.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to greeting everybody on October 10th from 10 o'clock until noon. I'll be there. Claire will be there. Jim Campbell will be there. A lot of local people, people interested in the history of the area. And we can even take, you know, little guided tours around the burying ground. In fact, that morning, I will be looking for Thomas Cathcart's monument. We don't have any written records of it, but I told Butch the other day that we would at least search out some of the monuments to see. Maybe we'll find it. Who knows?
Yeah. Ralph, you're a good man.
Well, I'm trying. I love this area so much, and I love the people. And it becomes, it's part of our effort. We love history so much, and this is a way of honoring all of those people who lived here in the old days. You know, we had the English came from Connecticut and Massachusetts. The Dutch were from the Hudson River. And this whole area was just amazing. Just a lot of history.
Ralph, it's always great to speak to you, and keep us updated.
I sure will. Okay. Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Terrific opportunity.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.